Animals on the Ark. Here, kitty, kitty.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible-upholding ministry of Answers in Genesis.
Some people wonder, did Noah himself have to gather all the animals for the ark? Well, the answer is found in Genesis, which says, of fowls after their kind, cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing on the earth after its kind, two of every sort shall come unto you to keep them alive. You see, Noah didn't have to search for the animals. They arrived two by two, as though they were called by some kind of homing instinct. Now, while this can't be explained by our understanding of nature, it's definitely not a problem for an infinite or powerful creator. Even today, there are many astounding things we don't understand in God's creation. Just think about the amazing abilities of Canada geese when they migrate. I also think of the annual migration of whales. When we consider the flood of Noah's day, we can't separate God's supernatural power from all that happened. He was in total control of everything, even the behavior of animals.
How does Noah's flood relate to the origin of all the different races around the world today? For some surprising answers, read Ken Ham's booklet on the origin of all the different people groups. It's such an excellent resource, we'd like to send 10 of them to you to pass around to friends when you make a donation of any amount. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.